Mandy. Mandy, Mandy, thank you for
Hello,
letting
Katie.
me
How are you?
go find my peace last week. It was wonderful, and I'll talk more about it, but
Absolutely.
I'm glad I found you this week. I've missed you. And I can't wait to hear what you've been up to. 'Cause you had a big week too now. I'm not the
Well,
only one that went away and had some fun. So tell us about your time.
as y'all know, I'm a big Braves fan.
No, really?
And yeah, I like the Braves. Somewhere along the way, my friend Kelly and I figured out we were both Braves fans. Because when we lived in Noonan, like she was busy raising little bitty children. I was busy trying to be a new lawyer, and the Braves sucked.
Yeah.
We didn't go to Braves games when I lived in Noonan. Like, we didn't know
Right.
this about each other. But somewhere along the way, we both figured out we were big Braves fans. And probably, I don't remember if it was the year we won the World Series, the year before.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, Kelly and I started texting a lot during Braves
Yeah.
games.
Yeah.
And so then we've been to playoff games. Like, we're undefeated in playoff games. We're undefeated in all games at
Look
Truist
at
Park.
that.
But anyway, then 2 years ago, our friend Casey, who is Birch's childhood best friend and now a dear friend of mine,
Yep.
who lives in St. Simons, she was sorority sisters with Kelly. So they
Look at
knew each
that.
other from
Look at
tech.
that. Look at
And
that.
so the three of us, then we figured out, that Casey's also a Braves fan. So the three of us have been texting about the Braves now. This is year two of us, the three of us constantly texting about the Braves fans. So nobody else in Casey's family, other than her youngest son, her younger son, Liam, really likes the Braves. Same for Kelly. Sanders is the only one that likes, any sports really in Kelly's house. But so Liam, also a large Braves fan, and his uncle Bo knows this about him. And so when Uncle Bo was at a silent auction and saw that there was a package of four Braves tickets and a tour of the booth, Uncle Bo bought the package. And
Stop
he's
it.
like, nobody else was really bidding on it. Like, it wasn't hard. Like,
Yeah.
he got the package and he gave it to Casey and Liam, probably assuming that Casey would take her husband and her other son. But since they don't give a rip about the Braves, they did not get invited. The Braves besties, which is our text thread name, are the
My
ones who made
favorite.
the cut and got
Love it.
invited.
Love it.
So we thought, like, Casey had seen that the seats were really good, and so we were excited about that and excited about go touring the booth. Well, then, like the week before, Casey gets a text message from Joe Simpson himself. Now, for those of
Wait,
you who are not as
wait,
big
wait.
Braves fans as me, Joe Simpson, the announcer. So Joe was hired like in the 90s to be a part, and used to, when they were on TBS, what they used to do is they had four announcers, and two would do the first half of a game on TV, and then they would rotate from radio to TV.
Yep.
So Joe's always been on the radio, but he also used to be on the TV as well. Now he just does radio with Ben Ingram. But anyway, Casey gets this text. She forwards us this text, and it's like signed Joe Simpson. And Kelly and I are freaking out. And then Casey calls me
Yes.
later on. She's like, "Hey, by the way, who's Joe Simpson?"
Stop
Was
it.
cracking up. So anyway, then we get a text about 2 days before we go. Casey gets a text about 2 days
Yeah.
before we go from Joe Simpson, her new best friend, telling us that we also get to go on field for the batting practice.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
What the
On
hell?
the field. On the field for batting practice. So at this point, we're, our heads are popping off our bodies.
Of course they are.
We had one problem, which was that every hotel anywhere close to the Battery was a minimum of
Ooh.
$750 a night on a
Ooh.
Tuesday night.
Ooh.
Either weekend on either side, you could get a room at the Omni for $250. It was almost $1,000 the night we wanted to stay there. So we,
Lord.
Kelly found an Airbnb.
Oh,
Kelly found an
good.
Airbnb. Yeah. So we stayed in the Airbnb, which worked out great. I drove to Noonan, pulled in Kelly's driveway. We got in her car. Like, I didn't spend any time in Noonan at all.
That's all right.
We drove to Atlanta. It was approximately 8,000 degrees, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is. It's
It took
hot.
us a little. Whew, and it wasn't as hot as it is now last week, thank
Yeah.
goodness, but it was hot. So we got our badges, got out there. By the time we got there, because they were a little late open in the ticket booth where we got our badges for batting practice, we had missed the first group of batting practice, so we didn't see Acuna,
Dang it.
or either he didn't take batting practice,
Yeah.
but like we didn't see Acuna or Ozuna, but we saw Matt Olson, who is Casey's boyfriend. We saw Austin Riley, we saw Money Mike, we saw Nick Allen.
Look at
True to
that.
form, Nick Allen, who was so kind to us at spring training, walked right over to Liam and signed Liam's ball. And of course, I was like, "You were so kind to us in spring training too. Thank you so much."
I
And
love it.
Aaron Bummer, the relief pitcher, who Casey might have said bad things about before, but she takes them all back now because he came over and signed Liam's ball
Take
too.
him
So
back.
all is forgiven,
All is forgiven.
right? And Olson like nodded at us. He didn't come over. Kelly and I were like on it because like Casey loves him, and so Kelly and I
Yeah.
were gonna be like, "It's our 50th birthday." She was like, "I will
Yeah.
kill y'all if y'all do
Yeah.
that." So
Yeah.
she didn't let us. But then we saw our old pal Wiley
See, that's
across
what,
the. He
and I
was kind of.
think you posted that, and I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting.
So we saw our old pal Wiley, and I was like, "Wiley!" So he comes walking over, and I said, "Hey, I'm the crazy girl who yelled at you about your milkshake in Chicago." And he was like, "I remember you." And Kelly's recording the whole thing, and she's like, "I was there too." We were ridiculous. But he did. He's like, "I totally remember that. That was awesome." And so I was like, "These girls went to Tech. This guy loves you." And he just stood there. He talked to Liam. He was like, "How old are you? So that means you're gonna be in the 4th grade, 5th grade? Oh, 5th grade. You're gonna rule the elementary school, aren't you?"
Oh my gosh,
I
how
mean, just
precious
as
is
chatty and
that?
nice as he could. And then I had to pull out, our ace in the hole always is Birch. And I had to pull out Birch. I'm like, "Our friend Birch is really good friends with your Aunt Helen." And he's like, "Yeah, she was just here last week." Well,
Yeah.
listen. So,
Birch for the win.
So that was awesome. I know, right? And then we went into the Delta Lounge to cool off a little bit because our instructions from our new pal, Joe Simpson, were just to text him and let him know when we were done
Our new pal,
with the
Joe
batting
Simpson.
practice, and he'd give us our next instruction. So
I mean,
we
look,
went in the Delta Lounge.
I'm not like the biggest Braves fan on the planet, but I know who that is. I can't believe you're texting with Joe Simpson.
Yeah, Casey's just texting. Yeah.
Like y'all are, he's part of the
So,
Braves besties now.
oh yeah. So, well, we cooled off a little bit, got something to drink, and then Joe texted us our next instructions were to get on an elevator and take it all the way to the top. And then the entrance to the press box is, blah, 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 which Kelly and I had been up and walked around up there when we went to the playoff game in 23. Our seats were literally in the last row of the stadium, so we had
Nice.
been up there before. So we kind of knew where we were going. But so we get up there, we walk in, they've got like a desk right there. And the guard was like, "Can you take them to Joe?" And so we go walking through, saw where all the written press sits. And Kelly and I were like, "Ooh, is Mark Bowman in there? Is David O'Brien in there?" Because we're big enough nerds that we know the Braves beat reporters.
There we
Thank you.
go.
But walked on in. The door to the radio booth opened, and Casey and Liam walked in first. And you could hear Joe Simpson. Kelly and I heard him in the hall and we're like, "Oh my God, it's Joe Simpson." So we walk in, and also I'm a big enough nerd that I know the producer for the radio broadcast is a kid named Jonathan Chadwick, who they call J Chad, because they talk about him all the time. So we walk in, Joe's like taking him to the front, and I go, "Are you J Chad?" He's like, "I am,
I
crazy
am
lady."
stalker much.
I'm like, do you have any pictures of your new baby?
Oh my
Want to
God.
see your daughter."
You
Something wrong with me.
are such a
Oh my
stalker, and
God.
I'm here
So
for it.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then also sitting there, which I didn't recognize him right off the bat, but when he, as soon as he spoke, was
Yeah.
Ben Ingram, who is the radio play-by-play guy who has the most beautiful, sonorous voice you have ever heard in your whole
Love it.
life. Katie, he is fine. He is
Yeah.
so cute
Love it.
and was so nice. So
Love
nice. So we're kind of chatting with him. All of a sudden, the door opens again. In walks Jeff Francoeur.
Stop it.
At which point, Kelly like started vibrating.
I bet.
She... Oh no, you're frozen.
Oh no.
You back?
I'm back.
Oh, there you are.
I
There you are.
might
You're
have
still
been
frozen on the
like,
screen, but you're...
I can't believe it. Jeff Francoeur.
So Kelly's vibrating, and she and I both are like, "Whoa, hey." The point
The
that
same
Jeff
thing I
Francoeur
did
goes,
with John Ting and doing it in the
"Well,
Braves
hey."
press box.
Exactly what happened.
He
It's
knew you
exactly
were
what happened.
fans right away,
Oh
didn't
my God. I
he?
mean, he just is like, "Well, hey." And I thought, what a life it must be to walk in a room and have people react to you that way just when you walk in the room.
People do
Oh,
not
what's the
have
story?
that
But anyway, so
reaction to me.
right. Oh, yeah, no. But he hung out. He was telling us he had just recorded his podcast with Coach Saban that day. And it dropped yesterday, we saw on my podcast feed. I hadn't listened to it yet, but he was laughing. He said, we were like, "Oh, what was that like?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, we had a hard out of 40 minutes."
Yeah,
And let me
I
tell you,
bet.
when it got to be 36 minutes and so-and-so seconds, I saw him looking at that clock.
It was oatmeal cream
But he
pie
said he was
time.
nice. He said, but he was like, he said he wasn't excited about anything, let me tell you. So that was fun. And then Frenchie got ready to leave, and Kelly was like, wait, can we get a picture?" And then I'm having a very nice conversation with the very cute Ben Ingram
Right.
about his palate, how his dentist told him he has the highest palate of anybody he's ever seen. So that's part of why his voice is so beautiful.
Oh my
I just
gosh.
continued my conversation with Ben and about his palate instead of getting a picture with Frenchie.
Please tell me you did not talk about nasal
But Kelly
cavities while
got.
you were at it.
I did not
Okay,
talk about
good.
my sinuses to Ben.
Good,
I did
good, good,
not.
good, good.
Yeah, we did not go there. I was sweating. I had cooled off, but let me tell you, when I started talking to Ben Ingram, I started sweating again for sure. I could feel myself sweating. So it was great. And Joe Simpson could not have been any nicer.
Love
He lives in St. Simons, so he and Casey were over there, talking St. Simons. He gave Liam a copy of his show notes for
Stop
the
it.
broadcast, which was so cool.
That's so sweet.
And so then we started heading out, and He said, "Okay, Mandy, you're going to turn to the left." I was the first one out of the booth. And they had told us that the TV booth was beside them, like to our right as we were walking out. So I walk out the door and somebody's coming out to my right as I walk out. And I look over and I lock eyes with Tom Glavine.
Stop it. You shut up. What?
He was on his phone. And so I didn't want to interrupt him, but involuntarily, apparently, I'm not sure what my face did. I can only tell you what his face did in response to my face, which was, I do remember going, "Hey." His face just kind of went like, "Whoa."
For the listener, I've never seen Mandy Caldwell's eyes as big as saucers. So I can
Oh
only
my God.
imagine in the moment what they really looked like as they cartoon-like popped out of her head, said boink, and
Bug.
came back in.
Was bad enough that Tom Glavine held his phone closer to his ear and turned the other way.
And went,
As Kelly comes out right
I've
behind,
got a stalker.
Kelly comes out behind me and basically does the same thing I just did, followed by Casey, who even Casey knew who Tom Glavine was.
Yeah.
Oh my stars. And Joe was laughing at us so hard. I was like, "Joe, you don't understand.
You don't,
If
you don't
my
even.
sister were here,
Oh,
she
she
would have
fainted.
fainted.
She would
She
have
would have
fainted.
passed out in the
Yes.
hallway.
Yes.
There is nobody on the face of the earth, not even his wife, who loves Tom Glavine as much as my sister. She would have dropped out." And he
Yeah.
was laughing so hard. He said, "Well, if he wasn't on the phone," I said, "No, oh no, I get it. I get it. I'm just telling you, that's why I'm like red and sweating and my eyes
Yeah.
just bugged out of my head."
Yeah.
He was cracking up. He
I
thought we were
bet.
great. And we told him, we're like, "Look, we're undefeated." We told everybody. And they're like, "Well, we need to get y'all some like season tickets." I'm like, "Yeah, we wouldn't be opposed to
Yeah.
that, fellas.
We
Work on
would
that."
not turn it down.
So, and they're like, "Okay, well, y'all got to be our good luck charms tonight." So, well, then the other thing we discovered when we were in the booth is that they were about to roll the tarp out because it was about to start raining. And indeed, we had a little over an hour, I think, rain delay. So the good news is we had access to the Delta Lounge.
Love
The bad
it.
news is the Delta Lounge was packed out.
Yeah, bet.
But we just hung out up there with the rest of humanity until the game started. And then we had the Delta Club seats. They don't have your own personal waiter that comes to your seat, but they do have like a designated usher for, I mean, they have ushers, but then they
Yeah,
also
yeah,
have like
yeah.
a concession usher, basically.
Yeah.
And that man just came out and started throwing stuff.
There we
And
go.
so, like, Liam's got his gloves, so he's just catching whatever the man's throwing. He's throwing ice cream sandwiches. He's throwing soft pretzels. He's throwing bags of peanuts. I mean,
There we
just
go.
throwing food at you. How you
All
doing?
right. Hey, here you go. Have
And
a
then,
sandwich.
right. So that was super fun. And then the game was amazing. We were syncing it up until, which is so funny, because we text every night, so we have all these sayings that we develop over time.
Yeah.
And one of them this year has been that the eighth inning is our inning. Like, for some reason, we come back in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
And so, as we were going to the eighth inning, we were all like, "Well, it's the eighth inning."
Here we
And
go.
sure enough, we came back and tied it up in the eighth inning. Here we are.
There we
And
go.
then, lo and behold, if we didn't walk at all. So, we are still undefeated at Truist.
I
That
love
was
it.
an amazing experience. I can't believe it happened. It was so fun. And then got back in the car the next morning and drove home. I will say that the moment I arrived in Noonan, I had my friend Susie coming to let Ronnie out at lunch. And I had left at like 7. And so Susie was there at about noon to let Ronnie out. And she called me and she said, "There's a note on your door. It says, 'Your dog barks when you leave and continues barking the whole time you're gone.'" It says Susie was freaking out. She's trying to figure out how she can take Ronnie to her house.
Yeah.
She's got a little dog, and we weren't sure if Ronnie would eat her little dog, and plus she had to leave. And I said, absolutely not. I do not care if somebody renting a condo for a week is disturbed by this dog barking for a couple
No.
hours. I don't care. And I said, was she barking when you got there? She said, no, she was not barking when I walked up.
Well, there we go.
And she has a really quiet bark. I'm
I
like, you should
mean,
have met Moira if you
dramatic
wanted to hear,
much?
right? But anyway, so I was hustling home because the dog had been barking. And listen, we had drugged her when you use trazodone, you kind of have to build up just a little bit. It's not like Prozac or something, but it works more effectively if you build it up a little bit. And why Walgreens is calling me. So I had given her some meds on Monday night. When she got up Tuesday morning, and I didn't give her like the max of what I typically give a dog her size, I gave her a little bit less.
Yeah.
She was so stoned Tuesday morning when we got up. Like, I was trying to put her harness on her, and her back legs were slipping out from under her. She was just letting them.
Honey's the
She was
same way
just
with it.
rolling.
Yep.
Like,
She
she
doesn't care.
stoned as a goat.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so even through all that, she was still barking apparently. But anyway, so I hustled home and rescued Ronnie. And then, friends, that was Tuesday. So
Yeah.
Wednesday, I got home Wednesday. Thursday, a woman in North Carolina had expressed interest in Ronnie. And so somebody went and did a home visit, drove an hour and a half to her house to do a home
Wow.
visit in North Carolina. So that's really sort of out of our area.
Yeah.
And she was approved, and she got up Friday. She got up Friday morning, or maybe she waited till Friday afternoon, but she drove to her daughter's house in Augusta on Friday, and then they got up Saturday morning and drove to Santa Rosa Beach and adopted Ronnie.
Wow. That is
So
hours
Ronnie
in the
has been
car.
adopted.
I love that.
Woo wee, right?
Wee, that's a long way to come to get a dog. Not that Ronnie's not worth it. I mean, Ronnie's a treasure for a lot of reasons, but good for them. I'm so glad that
Yeah.
worked out. I didn't
So
think it would be
Ronnie.
long for Ronnie because you had already rehabbed her and she was great, but she just needed a new place to call
Yeah.
home. So I love that.
I did tell that woman though, because she has two Brittany Spaniels, and she was kind of talking about how she was afraid one of them, it was kind of persnickety.
Yeah.
And I said, ma'am, if you have any doubt whatsoever about this dog, do not come get her,
Yeah.
because she does not need
No.
to go through this again. She's a
Yeah.
sweet girl. There's no reason
Yeah.
for this to be an issue. If you have any doubt, please do not come get her.
Yeah.
And she came and got her. So
I love it.
yeah. So that was good. But other than that, like, all I've really done is watch baseball.
Yep.
College baseball's done.
It is LSU.
LSU,
I was
yeah.
really
I didn't watch it
hoping.
as much as I did.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I was hoping that Coastal Carolina would win just because I like that coach and like their journey, and they're really good. I mean, they've for years kind of, and I think the coach even said this at one of the press conferences that they're tired of being considered the Cinderella story. They're like, how many years do we
Yeah.
have to be the Cinderella before we're considered an actual contender? And
Yeah.
I thought that was a great point. And so I was pulling for him, but LSU is a powerhouse, always has been. And so I was not surprised, but I thought it was a good series,
That
what I watched.
the best game of the whole College World Series was that LSU Arkansas game. Best, I
Yes.
guess, depending on who you are.
Right,
Those
right, right.
poor Arkansas fellas.
I know.
My
I
stars.
know.
They went into the bottom of the ninth ahead by like 2 runs, and just
Yep.
a couple of weird plays, and they lost the game and were out of it. It was, and oh, that little
It was awful.
outfielder,
I know.
he was devastated. Devastated.
I know.
Oh, it was sad. It
I know.
was sad.
Yes, sir.
And one of their Cam Coziel, one of Arkansas's good players, was a Vandy boy originally and transferred to Arkansas. So
And
hated to see.
the end of the no hitter that he pitched,
Yes.
that was a great game. Although I really am suspect. Did you see that game at all? I'm very suspect of the hit by pitch decision that they
I didn't see
made.
that. Yeah.
So right before it was like the next to last out of the end of the game was a hit by pitch, and they said he leaned into it, and so that means he's not considered a hit by pitch. And it was, ooh, I don't know, it was very suspect.
Well,
So
I think eventually they must have changed it because I kept reading that it was not a perfect game because he had the hit by pitch.
right, but I don't know, it was very close both ways, and it, I don't know. It seemed like they were trying to help him out, and I don't know how I feel about that, but I don't know. It was just weird how it ended. But it was a great game. He did a great job pitching. It was so sweet to watch his parents watch him do it, all the way around. It was a great series and College World Series, I thought, what I watched. I didn't watch as much as I normally do, but
Yeah, me
it
either.
was good.
Yeah, so baseball, college baseball's done. Unless so the Braves swept the Mets, who are like the top of the NL East this season. They've been the best team in our division. The Braves sweep them and then go to Miami to play the worst team in our division and can't win the freaking series.
Look at that.
So frustrating. And then
Well,
they
you weren't
go,
there. That's the problem.
well,
You should have
right?
been in Miami.
So then they go to New go so we played the Mets in Atlanta, then they go to Miami, then they go to New York to play the Mets again, and we have won the first two games against the Mets again. The Mets hate to see us coming. It's weird. And what's ironic is the Mets typically they did not they just played the Phillies, and I think the Phillies won the series. But most typically the Mets own the Phillies. We own the Mets, and the Phillies, they don't own us, but they
Well,
kind of own us.
they kind of do.
In playoffs recently, they have. So weird. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. The Braves are going to really have to play very well and or play okay, and somebody else is going to have to fall off the cliff a little bit for them to be able to get a wild card spot. So it's not out of the question, but it's going to be tough. So we'll see. We'll see. But anyway, well, Katie, catch us up with what you were doing on your off week.
So, a sweet friend of mine down here in Vienna, she has a place in Silva, North Carolina. It's just a real small cabin on the river, the Tuck River. And she is now an empty nester. Her youngest daughter graduated from high school this year and is off as a camp counselor all summer. And so after making it through graduation season, which y'all know is a production, and after me making it through all of my graduation and commissioning stuff, we had said several months ago that we were going to go to the mountains together. And we haven't traveled together before, but I had a feeling we'd be just fine, and we were, because she's one of those people like me. Like, we spent hours not speaking to each other. We were sitting, napping, reading books, snuggling with the puppies. She brought one of her dogs. I brought Honey. I read 2.5 books. It was divine. We went, and I'll tell you more about where we went to eat
Excellent.
if you're ever in the Silva, Dillsboro area. That's all we did. We just ate and read and recovered from all the crazy with some quiet, lovely time together. So it was so nice.
Good. I'm so glad.
We had the best time. Honey, we have decided, we're trying a couple things. She used to have a vet practice, so I rely on her a lot when I have questions about the animals. But a honeybee we thought would be better with us up there. But let me tell you what she did.
Oh boy.
I mean, So their house is on the river, like it's right there at the river. And so it's up on stilts, as many things are, to make sure that if it floods, the house
Right.
doesn't totally flood. And so we were unpacking the car, right? And
Yeah.
she was upstairs, honey was. There's a dog gate on the deck. She was outside behind the dog gate with the other dog, Biscuit, who, by the way, is precious. So Biscuit and Honey were back there. They could see us. All we were doing was getting the things out of the car, and we were going to walk back up the steps. We were not going anywhere. Not that they could really know that, but they could see us. That dog
Jumped off
kamikaze jumped over the railing of the second floor onto the ground. And we just both heard this thunk at the same time. And it could have killed her. I mean, if she had landed wrong, it would have killed her. It could have broken her legs. It could have broken her back. It could have
a
killed her.
100%.
Kamikaze jumped over from the over the railing.
Oh my God.
So we're
I can't
trying.
believe it didn't break something.
I know. I can't believe it. I cannot believe
Thank
it.
God you're with a vet.
I know. So the then we were out there and we thought, well, we're up here. We were sitting in the chairs, looking at the river, reading our books, calm,
She
quiet.
didn't jump again.
She almost did. She saw a squirrel in the tree and almost jumped over the rail to get to the tree with the squirrel. And we were like, you're done, ma'am. You're done.
Hun.
So she spent the rest of the time in the house behind the screen door or the glass sliding door. We couldn't let her out there. So
No.
we're trying something. It's, woo-woo medicine, but we're they make these calming collars. I don't think it's working, but
Yeah.
just to get the anxiety a little bit lower, I think she's gonna have to go
Yeah.
on some Prozac. But I
That's what
mean,
finally worked for old Moira.
y'all, comma fucking cot.
Listen,
Sorry,
don't
I
think
know.
I
Just
like. That's like, remember Freddie? I wouldn't let Freddie out on my balcony because I was afraid he's gonna jump after a squirrel like he did on the on the ground.
yeah, jumped.
Listen, dog, I remember we had a lab. And this was like in the 80s or 90s. And we were going somewhere, and my dad just put the dog in the back of the truck, like we used to do.
Yeah.
The real rednecks we are. And I said, Dad, that dog's gonna jump out of the back of the truck. He's like, no, he's not. Don't be silly. We get on Main Street in Moultrie, and that dog with the car going jumps out of the back of the truck. Told you so. Listen, you cannot count on them to
No.
not do crazy things.
No,
But
I could
jumping over the balcony,
over the rail.
honey.
Over the rail. And she like I just Anyway, so the trazodone,
That would not have occurred to me.
I gave her some for the trip home because she was real anxious, and even in the car, like walking back and forth, which is fine. But then she didn't want to just
Right.
lay down in the back seat like a regular dog. No, she wanted to be curled up in my lap asleep, which she's a little bit too big for that. Anyway, it was just she's. I love her. I really do. She's the light of my life, but holy crap. And we took her with us everywhere. That part of the world is very, very dog friendly. There are dogs everywhere. People bring them. They're outdoor seating for restaurants. All kinds of stores let
Yeah.
dogs in. So we took her with us everywhere we went. She had never been to a city, obviously. The smell, she was so excited. It was so cute to watch her. Let me tell you, she found herself a white male intact, by the way, pit bull, and lifted that leg, man. She let him smell. She was smitten. And I was like, hussy, hussy, we are ladies. We do not do that.
Put your leg down.
Put your leg down, girl. I mean, she's fixed, but still, like, hello, fella. But it was really. It was fun because it was the owner of one of the food trucks that we had eaten at. So we got to talk to him about his really good food, and everybody loved Honey Man, including his dog. Woo! It was like, girl, we can't. What are you doing? What are you doing? So she was living her best life in a city. She's never obviously done that. So it was really sweet to watch, but Lord, it was really nerve-wracking too.
Might be time for some Prozac.
Mandy, if you had
And
heard
she
the
might not have to stay
sound,
on it forever.
I know, yeah, I think she will.
She might not. And it's fine if she does.
It's okay.
But
I mean,
like
it's perfectly
Moira,
fine. But,
yeah. We put Moira on it after probably about 3 months. We put Moira on it, and then she got adopted after 6 months. So she had been on it for 3 months when she
yeah.
got adopted. And then once she got, there, I don't, she may have been on it maybe a year, maybe 6 months after she
Yeah.
got adopted, before they started weaning her off. And it did,
Yeah.
like, when I got her, I couldn't leave her alone at all, ever. I mean, I
Yeah.
remember going one time to, I remember going to get a pizza just across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And so, I'm like, that's going to take me 10 minutes. I'll be right back. I'm going to leave her. This is before I had the crate. Moira's the reason I bought another crate. And I'm walking across the parking lot and I hear this noise and I turn around and look and she is all up in the window
Yep.
trying to get
Yep.
at, like clawing at the window, trying to
Yep.
get. I thought, my
Split the
God, she
signal
would have
device.
jumped. She
Yeah.
totally would have jumped out that window.
Yeah. And she can't help
So,
it. It's
yeah, some of
ingrained in
them.
her. That anxiety
Yeah,
is
no.
just what it is. But it's, I mean, I need to be able to leave her at the house sometimes. She can't literally go with me everywhere. She
Try
just, that's
Prozac.
not practical.
Yeah, listen. Well, listen.
If you had
My
heard the
life with
sound of
Moira.
her,
And then Moira. Oh, funk.
oh.
No.
Oh.
Then Moira had to have her vulvoplasty
Oh, yeah.
and busted out of her staples after
Oh,
her vulvoplasty.
yeah.
Moira was in a cone for approximately, I don't know, 2 months.
Yeah.
So not only was she going everywhere with me, she was going everywhere with me in a cone.
In a cone, yeah.
It was a long 6 months with Moira.
And most
But
of the time,
you'll
she
get.
is just like she is right now. She's asleep. She's
Right.
calm. If I'm here, she's fine. But the minute
Mm-hmm.
she's, oh my God, oh, just,
You'll work through it. You'll figure it out.
oh,
I
I
know.
mean, I
I
just,
know.
I, it could have been
I
awful.
can't believe. Yeah.
Over
Yeah.
the railing from, anyway. So that was what, that was the interesting, that wasn't the highlight, but it was definitely the shocking moment of our trip.
For real, though.
Lord. So anyway, I'm thankful for Jennifer and her knowledge base and all the things that we're going to try and how much she loves honey. She and her family love honey and help take care of her. And I'm just thankful. So, but whew, she scared the crap out of both of
Yeah, for
us.
sure.
So
The
anyway,
morning
so
I was leaving to go to the Ronnie, who was stoned as a goat, as
Yep.
everyone will recall, she had never, she typically, if I was in the shower, she just laid down in the bathroom. So, that's when all my dogs get in troubles when I get in the shower.
Yep.
And I didn't realize she wasn't lying down in the bathroom. And I got out and she was in her crate. And I thought, well, what is that drunk girl doing? And I just thought, okay, she's just in her crate. Terrific. And then I come back in there, she's still in the crate and she's chomping on something.
Oh, I was about to
And so
say.
I walk over there. And it's, I have these tiny little spatulas that I use to like get pumpkin and
Yep.
yogurt and stuff for them. And she had counter served for the first time. And when I wash them, I take the spatula head off the, the stem. So she luckily had just gotten the spatula head and was just going to town on it. And I'm like, I'm about to leave. And are you going to die now? Like, what are we
Yeah.
doing?
What are we doing? What are
Don't
we
make you
doing?
crazy. Don't make me
Oh.
crazy.
So we got home Friday and I watched, like I said, I watched a little bit of the baseball, but my main thing that I watched this weekend was my sweet friend Russell Henley come in second and the Travelers. And it was so much fun to watch. He was in the final pairing on Sunday, which meant he was on the TV the whole time, so I got to follow him. He's the I knew this when I used to keep him as when he was like 12. He's the kindest, loveliest human, and he called a penalty shot on himself on Thursday or Friday, I can't remember. The rules guy didn't see it. Nobody else saw it. It was not caught on camera. He didn't have to do it, but he said, "I clearly saw the ball move. I clearly saw it. I know what happened, and I couldn't have lived with myself if I had
That's
not
right.
called the penalty shot." And to be an example for his children as well, he called a penalty stroke on himself, and he lost by one stroke. So it was great though to watch. He was with Bradley, which if you watch, what's the thing on Netflix, the documentary, the series,
Swing, full
Swing, Full
swing,
Swing.
something swing.
He's featured on there, so I feel like you know how it is. You feel like you know him after they've been in one of those things, but they were really like actively cheering for each other. Like every time Russell sank a great putt, Keegan would cheer for him, and they were, having a great time in their little three pairing. And Keegan Bradley eventually won it on the last hole, and it was a really great long putt. It was just a great ending, but I don't know. It goes to show the character of Russell and how proud we are of him. And he's like got enough points to be on the Ryder Cup team again. And so I'm just real proud of him and that we are from the same hometown and our families have been friends for a long time. And it's just really, I'm just so proud. All, the Georgia people. I watched your kid from Moultrie play some this week, and it was so sweet to see him. His little name on there. We followed him in the Open, and then to have the Travelers right behind it was just really cool. So, really proud of all the Macon and the Georgia people and out in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then just here at the campground, we had Balloon Camp was here, and they by far, it's not so any of you who live in this world will not be surprised, but the groups that are not the Jesus groups are the always the nicest. So they were very sweet. They sought me out and wanted to have conversations where nobody else this summer really has. I have In their defense, I have really tried to stay away. It's not my camps. It's not my group. It's not my time here at the campground. But the balloon camp was the best. And I didn't know what it was. But, I was hoping, I might have said last week, but I was hoping to get like some balloon animals out of the deal. But that's totally not what it was. It's hot air balloons. And then I thought maybe it was just there was some festival that they were doing, but staying here. But that's not it either. They had a camp for teenagers teaching them how to be balloonists. So to help
Oh.
the next generation learn this hobby, they have balloon camp. And so there were campers and counselors, and they were all just so nice. And they did some of the smaller demonstration balloons here on the campground. It was just really a cool week. So it wasn't what I thought, but I loved it. So we have now
Well,
finished with
good. That's
our
awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. All our major camps are done. We do have one of the families that has a cabin or a tent as it originally was here this week, and I'll talk more about that next week when I do food because they've been feeding me. Y'all, it's been
Nice.
amazing. I can't wait to share that with you, but it's just been great. Summer is very different than the rest of the time here at the campground. Normally we have the place to ourselves, but we've really been enjoying all the people here. So, and honey loves it. I don't know what she's gonna do when it's just me. She's gonna be bored out of her mind.
She's
So,
gonna be jumping off the roof.
oh God, I know, right? So anyway, that's been what's happening. Not much more than that. So, you may remember last week we said, we don't always have a lot of food. Like I've shared just about every recipe that I have in my life with y'all. So we're gonna pivot and maybe sometimes do food, but also do books for reading. And so Mandy, you've got a couple books for us this week. So tell us about that.
I do. Okay, the first, I thought I might do like sort of a series. I mean, I
I
love a
love that.
good
I do
series
too.
where you like, especially in the summer, like when you kind of have more time, generally,
Yes.
theoretically,
Yes.
some people in some professions. Love a good
Me.
series. So the first two, it's not, I think, I don't know if two makes a series, but they're a little more heavy.
Okay.
They're great. The first one is Brooklyn. And it's about an Irish woman who comes to live in Brooklyn
Okay.
and sort of her story as a young girl
Okay.
and her transition. And then the second one is Long Island, and
Okay.
it is like fast forward 15 years maybe,
Okay.
and it's following the same story.
Oh.
So anyway, yeah.
Okay.
So it's really, they're great. Like Birch had told me Brooklyn was one of her favorite books years ago, so I had read it a long time ago, and then Long Island just came out more recently, so
Okay.
very good.
Mandy's
And
going into her
Brooklyn was
story
also
graph
made
to
into a
add it.
movie.
Okay.
Good. It was made into a movie, and I actually watched it, I think, on the flight to Rome, maybe. I watched it on an
Okay.
airplane recently. And it's a great movie, and it's I can't think of the girl's name who stars in it, but it was really good. So
Okay.
after you read the book, you could watch the movie.
There we go. Okay.
And then the
Sweet.
second is a fun little series. It's by Richard Osman. And he apparently is a TV writer in England. And he started the first book in the series is The Thursday Murder Club. Maybe
I
Thursday
love a
Night
murder
Murder Club. I can't
club.
remember. And this one is set in a independent living facility in England.
I love
So
that.
the older people, the residents, are like teaming up to solve these murders. And I don't know, it's just so fun.
I
And
love
I've
it.
read two of them. And it, you know, so it follows them, but also follows the detectives and also follows like their
Love it.
family. So, you know, it's not all about the assisted living folks, but it's great. And apparently it's going to be a Netflix series.
Love it.
So I'm really excited about that
I
too.
just added
So y'all
all the
should read these
books.
books now
Yes.
before the TV series comes out. So
Yes.
just some fun, like the Thursday Night Murder Club, in spite of the name, it's a little bit, you know, lighter, and it has a little
Good.
bit more humor than Brooklyn and Long Island, but they're very good books. So
I can't wait.
there you go.
Added to my TB, TBR and story graph.
Yes, love the
Amazing.
story graph.
Yep. Well,
And
I've
I think
got.
I saw Libro FM might be having a sale,
Oh,
like a two
okay.
for one sale. So y'all, if y'all haven't joined Libro yet, y'all should do that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, tell us about your favorites, Katie. What's going on?
So there has not been anything on TV lately. This week starts some really good stuff, but what has started back is Gilded Age, and the first episode did not disappoint. So I'm very excited. So if you haven't watched Gilded Age at all, you really should do it. It is amazing. The costumes are amazing. I saw a post on Instagram the other day that shows the costume and then the original dress inspiration from it. And a lot of it is costumes and dresses from famous works of art, like portraits and things that are in the collections of the Met. And it is, they do such a good job with every detail of that show. And it's all these amazing Tony nominated and award-winning actors because they film in New York. So a lot of them are Broadway stars. I saw a TikTok the other day that said that the cast, as it currently sits, has 115 Tony nominations between them. And, it's just amazing. So, really
Crazy.
great show. If you're not watching, what are you even doing? So that's back. I'm very excited about that. And then also back, I'm so excited that it's summer tomato season. I have now had two tomato sandwiches over the sink because they're so juicy and drippy and
I
yummy.
am so jealous.
Oh my gosh, it is. I'm going to the farmer's market today. It is. I'm just thrilled. This is my favorite time of food year
I'm
because,
really happy for you, but I'm very jealous.
I don't know. I mean, did it work to get that lady last year to bring you some, or like, I don't know how to get them to you, or I'd get them to you. I'd send you some,
I
but
don't know.
I'm afraid that I
Ellie
would.
gave me, her dad grows a bunch of Roma tomatoes too. And those were already ready. So she gave me a bunch of Roma tomatoes. So I have been eating fresh tomato sauce, but I ate the last of those last night. But I haven't gotten a good like sandwich tomato yet.
Ooh, so good.
I
So
know.
good. I'm just loving it. This is and corn. It's not Silver Queen yet, but I had some a friend of mine gave me some ears of corn. I think I put the picture in our folder for anyway, but the corn is bigger than my corn boats. Y'all remember last year I got so excited from Jaymore Farms up in North Georgia that I bought the corn boats to have at the house. The corn is longer than the corn boats down here in South Georgia. So it's the most wonderful time of the year. So I'm very excited about those two things being back.
Yes.
I did want to give
I did
you,
get my first box of farm peaches.
oh, good. You did? And are they good?
I
Good.
did.
I need to go up
They're
there.
delicious.
I need to go up there. I still got some in my freezer from last year. Shame on me for still having them, but I do, but I need to go get some. Because it's not far, so I have no excuse. A lot of people that I know go to North Carolina to vacation, so I don't know if you're familiar with Sylva and Dillsboro in that area, but I thought I would give you some of the places that we went that I think that this group of people especially would love. We went every night because the beer is so good to a place called Innovation Brewing. And they have two locations, one in Dillsboro and one in Sylva, and they are so close to each other, the city limits basically overlap. So, it's not like we were going too far, but there are two locations. And one of the locations is attached to a pizza place and has a permanent food truck, and the other one has a rotation of food trucks. And the beer that we
Okay.
love that I bought a six pack of to bring home is called Afternoon Delight. It's a blonde beer. It's a real good summer beer. So I don't know. They sell it other places. So if you happen to see Innovation Brewing beer, I highly recommend the Afternoon Delight. But the food we got was also just as delicious. There was a Hawaiian food truck the first night, and that's Honey's boyfriend's daddy. And it was really good. He looks like The Rock, so I feel like he is, legit Hawaiian. The food was really good. I got some pulled pork that was excellent. Meatballs Pizza is at the other location, and that's attached to in the same building of the brewery. And we got the white mushroom pizza, and it was delicious. It had this confit garlic on it that was just amazing. And then Cosmic Carryout is the permanent food truck that's there. And when I tell you they're probably the best fries I've had in a long time, they are crispy and delicious. And then they have a sweet potato and black bean quesadilla that was divine. It was mashed up sweet potato with some black beans and cheese, and it was so good. My friend Jennifer, her family does not like mushrooms or sweet potatoes or black beans. And so we got everything that her family does not eat while they were not there. And I was happy to do it.
Well, there you go.
There we go. But we just had a great time.
There
So
you
those
go.
places are really good. The other thing that they have, which I love, is a good bookstore. They have a one called City Lights Bookstore. And I love a small business, I love a local business. So we went in there, but they also have a restaurant attached to it, and it was delicious. So that was fun to go have a sandwich and then
Nice.
go shop at the bookstore. On the way home, I introduced Jennifer to my favorite bookstore, Bear's Books in Macon, and we just had a ball and we took the dogs in and we both bought books and it was great. So find your local bookstore. I know maybe we don't say it enough. I don't know if we can. I love a local bookstore. So there was one up in Silva. So definitely go there. And those are my favorites.
Well, good. That's awesome. I'm so
Yeah.
glad you had a nice week.
Yes. So if you find yourself in that area, those are the places to go.
Well, good. Good, good.
Yay. Yeah.
So,
And
what's going on this week? What else is
well,
happening?
this week, the bear comes back today, and I haven't watched it yet. But the bear, if you have not watched the bear,
Oh.
you also need to watch the bear, and that's on all the episodes have dropped. So season three's back, so I'm sure I'll be watching that. I'll be reading some. I'll be staying out of the heat a lot. I might be in the pool some. So yeah, that's all I'm doing. Going to visit some of my shut-ins, doing the work of the Lord. So yeah,
Atta
that's
girl.
it. That's it. How about you? What are you doing?
I'm here. Also staying out of the heat. I have a sorority sister in town.
Oh, great.
And then my friend Shauna is gonna come. Shauna lives in Macon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny, she moved back to Macon from New Orleans when I was in law school. And she had a Weimaraner on her named Ellie. And I don't even think I met Ellie before I got Etta. But they were like a year, Etta was like a year younger than Ellie. But Shauna has a cute little white house in Macon, and I have my cute little white house in Noonan, and we were single girls with our Weimaraners. But anyway, anytime I've gone to Macon for anything in the past 10 years, I've
Yeah.
stayed with Shauna.
Yeah.
She lost her older Wyme, Gus, earlier this year, and so she was thinking about making the trip to Mobile to check out. I want to call him Ricky Bobby. That's not his name. I think his name is Pete. She's going to check it. We did have one named Ricky Bobby one
Those
time,
names
but
are
I don't know
nowhere
why I
close to each
decided.
other.
I know. I don't know why I got it in my head. That's what it was. Anyway, Pete. So anyway, she's trying to work out the timing on that, but we decided regardless, she was going to come
Good.
spend Saturday night and Sunday night with me, which I'm really excited about because Monday is her 50th birthday.
Oh, happy
So she will be here on
birthday.
her 50th.
I love that. Good for
And
y'all.
then I'm leaving Monday to head to St. Simon's to hang out with one Buster Barger
Love it.
for about 10 days. So
Love it.
excited for that.
Love it. Love it. Love Buster
Yeah.
Barger.
So love
Awesome.
that Buster Barger.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. So.
Well, friends, go do all the things. Watch The Gilded Age and The Bear. I'm telling you, it's one of my. Are you a bear watcher? Have you seen it? Okay, good. Yeah, it's great. So I'm really
Yep.
excited for that. And I've read some really good books. So next week I'm going to have a laundry list of things to read and a new author
Well,
for
good.
us. So,
Yeah.
well, I've also got some food. I don't know what I'm going to pick, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well,
All
everybody have a
right.
lovely week and eat a tomato sandwich.
Yes, amen and amen.